Hey, this is Ellie.
And Gia.
And this is Eastside.
Eastside.
Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of The Survivor Show. This is Aiden.
Hi, I'm Brielle.
And we're back to talk about another episode of everyone's favorite island game show, Survivor. I don't know why I decided to say that. That was weird, but do you like Love Island better than Survivor?
Well, no, I don't, but I don't know. I just remembered other islands.
Okay, that's fair. But, yes, everyone's favorite island game show, for sure. Survivor. I don't know if it was my favorite island game show last night. This episode was kind of meh, but what do you think, Brielle?
I feel the same way. Like, it was, like, eh, but I was really happy with the people who went home, so, like, I feel like that, like, made it feel better for me.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so for me, the thing was, the end of the episode I really liked. I liked the tribal and, like, some of the scrambling, and I liked the challenge, so it's like, if you like the tribal, you like the challenge, why don't you like the episode, Aiden? Well, it felt so rushed, like, because we had, I feel like this is unusual. Maybe they've done this before, I don't know, but, like, two tribals in one episode without it being, like, a longer episode. I feel like usually when we have these, like, double tribals, I could be wrong, but I feel like sometimes those double tribals have been, like, two-hour episodes, at least 90-minute episodes. Like, trying to cram two tribals into one, it's just so much to fit, because you've got the challenge, which already takes up, like, a set amount of time that you can't really cut down. Then you have each tribal, which each tribal itself takes a while, and then you have, like, essentially double the story, because typically you just have to show, like, how one group of 10 people is deciding to vote one person out. Now they had to show two separate groups of 5 people each and two separate people going home, like, the story of how each person went home. It felt like just so much for one episode.
I don't know. I can't remember if, like, they've ever made it longer or not. I don't know. I feel like for me, like, it was kind of the same thing. Like, I obviously enjoyed the challenge. I enjoyed the tribal. So, like, that made it a good episode for me. I feel like definitely, like, the first, I don't know what they were called, like, whichever team, like, James was on, like, that, I didn't feel like that was rushed in any way, especially because we got the argument between him and Owen, which was, like, great TV, just saying. And then maybe it was, like, a little rush with the second tribal, but for me, I actually didn't mind it just because I had absolutely no idea who was going home. I had really no idea who they were going to choose. And I felt like that with both, like, tribals, kind of. I had an inkling about, like, the first one, but I don't know. I think I was just, like, so invested in the fact that, like, both these characters went home. Not that there was anything wrong with them, just, like, on my screen, like, I preferred other people. So I was kind of okay with it. And yeah, I mean, maybe the second tribal was a little bit rushed, but I was okay with it given the outcome.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like now that you say that, like, I definitely enjoyed the first tribal a lot more than the second. And I think that probably would have been the case regardless of length, and maybe part of the reason why I didn't like the episode as much is I just wanted to see more of that. Like, I know we got the story, but, like, typically we would get even more story. Like, typically that would have been the only tribal. I feel like the second one, like, I agree, I didn't exactly know who was going home, but I don't know, maybe this is bad to say, but I kind of didn't care. Like, Cassie I feel like she hasn't really been shown that much. Like, we got her personal scene just this episode, which, like, that was rough, and that, like, made me care for her, but I feel like, I don't know, it's difficult when, like, they just showed that, and it almost felt like they're, like, throwing in at the end to, like, make you care at the last minute. Like, I wish they kind of built up her character earlier.
Well, that's okay. So, I've liked Cassidy, like, I don't know why, I just, like, I don't know what it is about her, because I agree, like, she hasn't been shown that often, but when she has been shown, like, I really liked her attitude, I liked how she interacts with people, I also think she's low-key, like, super pretty, so I'm, like, obsessed with her because of that. I think that she's been making good relationships, all these things, and just, like, her, like, vibe just with other people has made me really like her. But, so, I've, like, liked her this whole time, obviously not as much as, like, Sammy and Cody, as we've discussed, but I've liked her. And so then when they showed her personal story, I was like, oh my gosh, she's gonna go home, like, this is so bad, like, they're showing us the story because they're preparing us to watch her leave, they need to show us something before she leaves. And then she didn't leave, and I was so happy. I was like, okay, this is good news for me. Like, Cassie, they. So, if Cassie's ever listening to this, you should totally, like, you know, let me know, because I'd love to talk to you, because I think you're great. But, I think that, I don't know what I was saying. No, yeah, I liked Cassie, and, yeah, I was really, I mean, okay, I feel like it's already been basically said, but in this episode, Brian Ryan and James went home. Actually, interestingly enough, they were both from Coco, pre-merge. And I was extraordinarily happy that James went home, but I'll let you talk about it first, Aiden, if you want.
Wait, well, see, I would have talked about it first, but now I need to know, why were you so happy? I mean, I wasn't, like, a huge fan of him, but why were you, like, really wanting him to go home?
Okay, so I loved James, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, okay. Which is, like, why it's, like, so weird that it was a complete 180 for me. Mm-hmm. So last week, I didn't like how he was speaking under his breath, like, which, like, we talked
right, about. Right, okay.
But then this episode, like, I kind of agreed with Owen. Like, during that entire argument, they got into an argument, in case you didn't, like, see the whole episode or you skipped some parts, to whoever's listening. But they got into this huge argument. Basically, James is saying that he doesn't trust Owen at all because Owen voted him out, or tried to vote him out twice. Which, duh, understandable. Why would you trust someone who tried to vote you out twice?
Yeah.
But Owen specifically did exactly what James would want, this past tribal council, and James still treats him like he's, like, kind of a puppet. And, like, I'm like, okay, you don't have to like each other, but you don't have to treat him like he's dumb. Like, Owen isn't dumb. Like, they wouldn't... Okay, they have put some pretty dumb people on Survivor. But, like, Owen's not one of them. Like, no. Why would you, like, treat him like he's, like, lesser than... And they even said this, and I thought it was so accurate. Like, he was kind of, like, acting like, kind of like the godfather out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, once he, like, got to that certain level of power... Yeah. And this is not... I loved him a couple weeks ago. Like, he was great. I thought... I still do. I think he's a great guy. I think that just sometimes when you're out there a little bit too long and you're starting to feel comfortable, you get the sense of, like, you're all-powerful. And I did not like how he got when he had, like, that sort of power. And I also like the fact that, in my opinion, I think that it put Sammy in a really good position, too. So it helped my boy out there. So, yeah, I'm just glad that he went home. I was kind of done.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, now that you say all that, like, I agree with everything. I mean, we talked about the under the breath thing last week. I wasn't as upset about that, but I agree. I mean, I think Owen's really smart. Like, I mean, maybe I'm just saying that because I want him to let me into Tulane, but if you guys don't know, Owen is, like, the director of admissions engagement for Tulane University, where I am applying. So, Owen... hit us up as well. We can do a joint interview. Like, Brielle will interview Cassidy while Owen interviews me for college.
Oh my god, that would go viral.
It would absolutely go viral. It would be like a Survivor college admissions process podcast crossover event. Amazing. Oh, but anyways, I don't know. I think that I'm certainly not, like, sad that James went home. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I see your point. I could be happy that James went home. Yeah, and then Ryan, I don't know. I feel like, I think we were talking about last week how, like, I didn't really think Ryan should go home because I felt like he was contributing to the tribe physically without winning challenges physically. So I thought that was something where I don't think it made the most sense to take him out, but I'm not, like, upset that he's out either. And I will say, speaking of the challenge, we both did finally have a correct prediction. Cody, as we expected, won this challenge. So I think he'll win a few more as well.
I hope he does. I love Cody. I don't know. I feel like at the beginning, he was, like, kind of like, I was like, this guy doesn't care about the game. Like, he's just out there to, like, mm-hmm. have a good time, which is, like, I think you should. Like, it's
yeah.
a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience, but I was kind of rushed. I was like, we're not going to get any strategy from him.
Yeah, for sure.
Him and Jesse, like, mm-hmm. they know what they're doing. So I like him a lot now.
Yeah, no, what?
So.
When you were saying, like, you were happy because the vote was good for Sammy, I was thinking the same thing. Like, I'm happy because it's good for Jesse. No, for Jesse. For Jesse.
It's good for Jesse, too. Yeah. Yes.
But, yeah, no, okay. You know, see, now that Sammy's making it this far, like, I would be okay with him in the final three.
Oh, my gosh.
Because...
Okay. Any listeners who can't see this, but I just did, like, the touchdown and all, like, oh my god,
mm-hmm. See, because I feel like part of my problem was, like, I wasn't taking him seriously. I didn't think he would really go this far. He is going this far. So if we can have a 19-year-old in the final three, that would be pretty cool.
It would be awesome, okay? Sammy, the most impressive thing about this week with Sammy,
mm-hmm.
the fact that he convinced Carla, James' strongest ally,
mm-hmm.
to change her mind about him.
Yeah, that was impressive. What?
Yeah. And the fact that Sammy was able, and he specifically told her, like, he's trying to build trust with her. He was like, I will do what you want me to do. I just want to work with you.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. brilliant. It makes her feel needed. It makes her feel wanted.
Yeah.
You still got the person you wanted to go out. It builds trust with Owen because now Owen, like, finally got James out. He's happy. I'm sure that, I mean, obviously the other tribe looks, like, flabbergasted. But, like, it'll probably work out in your favor with the other tribe, especially since Ryan went home. So, And Carla will probably calm down Cassidy about the fact that James went home because they were, a trio.
Yeah.
Was in on it. I'm assuming that Carla will come.
That's a really good point. Yeah, that'll kind of diffuse that impact.
It's magic. It's magic. I hope he doesn't get too far ahead of himself. Mm-hmm. Like, I do not want him to start winning community challenges yet. I think that.
Yeah. Save that for the end, Sammy.
Yeah, save it for the end, please. Don't do it. Like, even Cody, like, I'm getting a little bit nervous because Cody, it is clear that Cody's a social threat.
Yeah.
It's clear that he's a physical threat. So, and he's like, I'm nervous people are going to start looking at him. Because if I was out there, like, as much as I love Cody, like, you know, he kind of reminds me of an Elaine. Or not Elaine. I forget. I don't know. It was from a couple seasons ago. But, like, everybody loves them. So you're going to keep them a while just because you like having them around camp.
Yeah.
You won't get so far as to, like, Final Four, Final Five. Like, you'll take them out right before then because you don't give them
the chance. That makes sense. Yeah. A couple thoughts from what you were just talking about. One, I just want to recognize Carla's immunity win. I thought that was a really good win. I liked how she kind of spoke up for, like, the female perspective when they were like, let's go big boys. And she's like, what about the big girls? And, they were started cheering her on, too. So that was cool. I loved her immunity win. And then the other awesome...
Oh, wait, she has a finger. She's having issues with her finger right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's broken or not, but it's, like, it's all wrapped up. Like, the fact that she did that challenge with, like, an injury is, like, impressive.
Yeah, that is really impressive. And then the other kind of strong woman accomplishment of this episode that I want to recognize, Noelle's move with the steal a vote, that was genius. That was amazing. Like, the way it was one of those moves where you could see it going horribly wrong. In the sense that, not even in the sense of like, oh, like somehow it messes up the vote, but just horribly wrong of like, it could have been a total waste. Like stealing her own alliance member's vote. Like that's the kind of like idea that almost seems too good to be true. Like, what are you doing? Like just use your vote, steal a vote when you need an advantage in the votes. But no, she pulled it off perfectly. Like she stole her own person's vote, which made James like not realize that he was in trouble. And then he didn't use his knowledge as power. So now the knowledge as power is out of the game. So now like, all the idols are safe. Like it was such a smart move, and it was so like well executed. Where like, not only did it work out in terms of like James got voted off, but like it was necessary. Like James might not have gotten voted off without that move. So I thought that was really cool. What do you think, Priya?
I did like it. I feel like every single week I'm like going back. I'm like, this week I love Noelle. The next week I'm like, oh my god, I love her. It's just like I cannot figure it out. I really can't, but. This week, I definitely enjoy watching her play. I definitely feel like, you know, maybe the fact that we didn't get a lot from the other tribe is just because the most, like with the exception of, like, Cody. Like, Jesse's excited, but Jesse's more of, like, a strategist.
Wait, so, Brielle, you were...
But, like, a lot...
Brielle, you were cutting out for a minute there, so do you want to just repeat what you said for our listeners?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying that I think that a lot of the reason why, like, this, like, the James Tribal Council, the James show was shown. You get it. A lot of the bigger like TV personalities were on that side of it, with the exception of Cody.
Obviously, very true.
But, like even Jesse, like he's more of a strategist, not like a TV personality. Like I like for a strategy, not like oh you're super fun to watch and stuff like that. So I think that might have been also why we didn't get a lot of like Ryan, Cassie, Cody.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I feel like those dynamics of like the personalities definitely could have contributed to that.
Yeah. So in terms of the challenge, like. I actually, like, when we first saw the challenge, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like it. But then I, like, was sitting on it, and I was like, I actually kind of like the challenge. The challenge was basically all you had to do was hold up, like, a ball. That's all you had to do. But I kind of liked it, because now I'm, like, kind of, like, I'm not going to concoct this challenge at my home. But, like, I totally could if I wanted to. Like, I don't know, the simplicity of it in a way. But, yeah, I like how they're doing, like, these new, like, things. Like, they did the pairs.
Yeah.
Like, they did, like, rice last week, so it's not, like, just normal tribal, or not tribal, normal challenge stuff. Like, there's always something more going on. I like that about it.
Yeah, they're mixing it up. And that's something we talked about. I know, like, I was saying at the beginning of the season, like, I'm so sick of these challenges. Why won't they mix it up? Well, they did mix it up, so now I'm happy. So that was really good. I feel like we're nearing the end here. Anything else big from the episode that we haven't talked about?
I think we kind of touched on everything.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, just the fact that now there are three jury members. Like, officially the jury started last week with Janine being on the jury, and so now we have Janine, James, and Ryan will be on the jury.
Very true, yeah. Jury is definitely something to keep an eye on. Yeah, as we go forward, I will say I have an idea, not for a prediction, but for like a what we hope for. Do you want to do that? And then if you have a prediction idea, we can do that.
What we hope for in terms of what? Like immunity win, like winner? Like...
No, I was going to say, yeah. No, of course. I wasn't just going to be like, what do you hope for broadly? No, I was thinking, like, what do you so I was thinking about what I'm hoping for. So I'll say mine, and then if you want to add one, you can. And then we'll do a traditional prediction. But hope for in terms of the final three and like, how many votes they get and who wins. Because we're talking about, like, Sammy and Jesse and, like, how we want them to, like, end up in the final three. So my, like, projection for what I want the final three to be and the winner to be, I'm going to say that I am hoping for 4 votes to Jesse, 3 votes to Noelle, and 2 votes to Sammy, making Jesse our winner. I think that would be pretty cool. And, yeah, I think that could definitely be interesting to see. So, yeah, what do you think, Bria?
So I'm not going to go in terms of votes because I can't even count like that. Like, I'm not, I can't do it.
Fair enough.
I will say Sammy and Cody I definitely want in the final three. I'm trying to think who else we have who I'm, like, loving, right? And there's nobody I'm, like, who are the girls again? It's just Carla, Cassidy, and Noella.
Yeah, here. I actually have, like, the full list of who's left up. Do you want me to do that? So we have Cassidy, Cody, Jesse, Carla, Mike, or Gabler, Noelle, Owen, and Sammy. So, yeah, the girls are Carla and Cassidy. I think that's – oh, and Noelle.
Okay. So then I guess – yeah, I guess I would say Sammy, Cody, and Jesse. I clearly want Sammy to win. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's pretty obvious. And then Cody, probably. I would be okay with Cody winning. I'd be, like, fine with Jesse winning, mm-hmm. not because of the strategy, personally. Like, I think he's fine, but I don't think we have any, like, major strategists this season. I would honestly, like, I just really like Jesse's story. So,
yeah, me too. I'd
be fine with his story winning. But I want Sam to win really badly. But yeah. That's what I prefer. Who do you think is going to win next week's immunity?
Okay, so is that going to be our prediction?
Yeah, next week's immunity.
So, I mean, part of me thinks Cody will win again, but he did just win one. I think Carla could pull another one off. I think Carla did an impressive job this week, and I think that she may still not have, like, gotten enough credit for it, because, like, she didn't win the PB&J, like, that was Cody who won that, and, like, you know, there was, like, the comments where at first they weren't rooting for her, like, including her as much. I feel like she could have that spirit of, like, I did it, I'm gonna go do it again, show them it wasn't just a one-time thing. So I'm gonna say Carla could win our next challenge.
Okay, I'm gonna say Owen.
Okay. I think Owen's, yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'm sure now that we've made that prediction, neither of them will win anything. But we will see what happens next week for episode 10 of Survivor. And then you can find us right